Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I remember I was talking on the phone with one gal. I was having computer problems. We were waiting for something to download on the computer, this thought came in my head, share your one-minute witness. And I thought, well, where did that thought come from? And I realized, obviously, the Holy Spirit must have put it there. So I thought, well, I'll just obey this. And so I said, and she was a very bubbly, talkative, happy kind of person. And in fact, she was in the Philippine Islands in a call center there. And they actually teach them Western accents so we can understand them better. And so while we're talking, I said, hey, do you mind if I just ask you an unrelated question while we're waiting for this to download? She was very happy to hear and said, yes, please. So I said, I did the one-minute witness. I said, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you? Oh, my family and my children. She went on and on about her family. Well, then I said, well, could I share the best thing in my life? She said, sure, please do. And so I shared, and as I was sharing, she became very quiet. And I'm wondering what's going on. And we ended our business, and that was the end. And 2 days later, I received an email from her. I did not give her my email address, but she had to look it up in the company records. Dear Mr. Eli, it's highly prohibited for us to contact our customers. But I had to tell you that when you were talking about how Christ changed your life, my eyes were showering with tears, and I could not even speak or my voice would crack, because when I was 17 years old, I was serving Jesus. But just yesterday, one day ago, I told God, you might be for some people, but you are no longer for me. And now one day later, out of all the thousands of phone calls we received, God directed your call to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, it's hard to think of a more meaningful conversation than that, where I can actually speak into someone's life. And I was just doing it because I was looking for opportunities, but I had no idea where that person was at. And when we share our faith, we don't know if someone is next to suicide or they're just mildly depressed or if they're just successful but still searching for significance. But you do know one thing, everyone needs the Lord. Everyone needs to be loved and accepted and needed. And so as I start on the cusp of a meaningful conversation with people, many times they'll take the hook, so to speak, and they'll start talking and start opening up, even to perfect strangers. I'm very surprised how many perfect strangers just start opening up their whole story when I ask them, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you? So it works.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.